The King of Karaha, Archives of the Invisible Sword, Book 3, written by Maria V. Snyder and read by Wendy Boss. Ever since Shiloh was six circuits old, she'd wanted to visit all the vast underground cities of Karaha. At that time, her world had been very limited. Raised in a monastery by the monks of Parzival for 18 circuits, she'd only ventured out to the nearby city of Zerdai on the rare occasion. Her desire to travel never dimmed as she researched the history of each city, their various famous and infamous inhabitants, and catalogued the underground wonders of Karaha. In her dreams, she'd plan her visits, listing the sites that shouldn't be missed. It was a nice bit of dreaming that failed to factor in one crucial detail. Visiting those cities required travelling over the hot sands of the desert for far too many sun jumps in a row. Far, far too many. Now, Shiloh trudged up yet another sand dune, hot, sweaty, and tired of the unending vermilion sands that stretched out in all directions. They were endless, rippling out to the horizon and beyond. As Shiloh followed a step behind Lota, she wondered, not for the first time, how in the seven hells the caravan owner knew where she was going. According to Lota, there was a road underneath the layer of sand, and Shiloh had to admit, grudgingly, her dillo leather boots didn't sink in quite so deep. A good thing, as walking would require more effort if she sank up to her calves with every step. Shiloh glanced back at Lota's caravan trailing behind them. It was considered an average size, with 15 wagons filled with goods and one for Lota's family. Each wagon had its own driver and was pulled by two gamelus. Then there were eight extra people that Lota referred to as her muscles. They performed various jobs like taking care of the gamelus during stops and unloading and loading merchandise. There were also eight guards, counting Shiloh and Rendor. Actually, as a captain, Rendor should be counted as three at least. Opposite her point guard position, he marched in the rear guard location, scanning the sands for potential threats, but he caught her gaze and smiled. The warmth inside her heated, and it had nothing to do with the sun jumping toward Apex. She returned his smile, wishing for the millionth time they could have some privacy. But the travel shelters along the route only supplied protection from the killing heat and the freezing darkness, with nothing fancier than a communal scattering of cushions.